Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. He is Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. You and I are fired up today about a lot of different things. Our man Chris Sanders needs to needs to bring us back down to earth. Because look, we've been feisty this morning, Chris. What's up?
Man, what's going on? Y'all doing all right, man? I know y'all been going crazy over this basketball, but man, I watched a little bit of it. It's been crazy the whole time.
Yeah, how's Ohio State doing?
Let's start this conversation all over. See that?
I'm sorry.
Hey, the women are in there.
That's true. That's right. Start with this.
Oh my gosh.
News coming out about 45 minutes ago, Christian Fulton signing a 1-year deal with the Chargers. Will leave the Tennessee Titans. Not a huge surprise. I did kind of think that the longer it went that maybe they'd circle back around. Yeah. But he was somebody that he was good when he was available. But he just couldn't stay healthy. So I'm hoping that he can do that with the Chargers.
I mean, it's funny because you can be the greatest player in America. You can have the best technique in America. You can have the best drills. But if you're not available to show your skills, it's not going to be anything. And everybody ever talked about that when he's on, he's on. I mean, he can be a good cover corner, but if you're not available to be out there to help make plays, it's not going to make a difference. Kind of like the same situation with Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks is a big physical specimen, a guy who can make plays downfield, but if you're not available to be out there to participate in the game, it's not going to be a great asset for the team.
So the Titans finalized their coaching staff, and, I mean, they have brought in quite a bit in the strength and conditioning department, which is something that we've talked about, you know, under Vrabel of you had guys with soft tissue injuries and pulling things.
Sure.
And so it feels like it has been quite the focus for Brian Callahan and for Rand Carthon to bring in folks that can help in that sense. Like, what are you looking for as a player when you're going in to work out and take care of your body?
You know, I'm going to tell you a guy who I really respect so much, and I look at him as my brother, Steve Watterson. The reason why I love Steve Watterson, we understood that he knew what he was doing in the weight room. He understood about nutrition. But the one thing I love about Steve Watterson is I had a relationship with him, and he had a relationship with all the players. And I think with the strength and conditioning guy that's coming in now, I understand he's going to help their soft tissue. I understand he's going to help them with those things. But once he builds a relationship with these guys, then he can understand how to meet their needs. And I think that's so important. I know it sounds kind of cliche because we as coaches, we always talk about let's have a relationship, and it sounds cute. But the one thing I love about Steve Watterson is he made sure he prepared the athlete. If it was stretching, if it was, you know, getting a little extra nutrition, or even before the game, he spent time with them on the field to make sure that they were all taken care of. So I think that the new guy that's coming in, once he understands, which he probably does understand, is building a relationship with these guys and meeting their needs. I think it's going to be a good relationship that they can build.
Chris, can you imagine going to Mike Ditka and telling him you got a soft tissue injury?
Man,
what is this nonsense?
He'll tell you to wrap it up and take
rub some dirt on
it. And put some Robitussin. You know, every time somebody's sick, they say use Robitussin. That's probably what he would say. But, you know, I think it's just a different era. Back in the day, you can really get away with it. But I think at this time, the game is so physical and the game is so demanding that you really have to take precautions to make sure, you know, guys are taken care of. And just imagine, just like what you talk about, Mike Ditka, you going to Mike Ditka and say, oh, I got a paper cut. He'd be like, man, what are we talking about? Get out of here.
Yeah, you did. Like Vince Lombardi, same thing. I can't go today. I got a soft tissue injury. Vince Lombardi would kick you to the moon and back.
Just imagine me going to him and say, hey, man, I can't go, man. You know, I got a bunion on my toe. He'd be like, what?
You can bunion that toe to the cut room. You can take care of yourself. Let me ask you this. Did you have a pro day when you were at Ohio State?
Yes, I did. That's what put me on the map, though. You know, I had a good combine. But what propelled me to the third round was my individual workout. Because the combine, I think I ran 4.40 or 4.39, something like that. I can't remember. But in my individual pro day, I ran like 4.27, 4.28 to where it really took me up. And then also when I ran my drills, I ran my routes, and they understood that I wasn't a track guy playing football. They were like, this guy's a football player that happened to run track. So when, you know, the teams that actually saw me up close, they saw me physically, they saw me run my routes, they saw, you know, how I responded to adversity, and that's why I went to the third round. But the crazy part of the whole situation, Big Joe, is the team that picked me was Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans. They never talked to me through the process. They came and they picked me, and I didn't say not one word to them. Unbelievable.
Fisher never called you, Floyd Reese? Nobody called you? No scouts?
Nobody. Chris. Nobody. I didn't even talk. Nobody talked to me. And the thing about it is, because I don't know if they thought I wasn't going to be there, so they didn't talk to me, because the teams that talked to me the most was the Washington Commanders.
They were the Redskins. They were the Redskins.
It's okay. I don't want to get in trouble, but it was the Redskins at that time. I mean, they put me on the board. They talked about coverages. They talked about all these things. I never even talked to the Houston Oilers. And then I get to the draft, and I'm sitting there with my mom, and, you know, they walk up to the podium, and they say the Houston Oilers, you know, take, you know, wide receiver from The Ohio University, from Ohio University, and I got picked, and that's how the situation happened.
So nobody,
Chris, Jeff Fisher, I think you'd really be good on our team.
Nobody called you beforehand and said, hey, we're going to pick you.
Their cousin, their uncle, and nobody called me. It was the weirdest thing, because in my opinion, I thought I was going to Washington because they show so much interest. I never talked to any representative from the Houston Oilers, and next thing you know, the 67th pick of the third round, Christopher Dwayne Sanders, the fifth, gets picks and go to the Oilers.
Hey, what was it like the first time you met Bud Adams?
It was cool. You know, rest his soul. I think it was a great honor. But I shook his hand maybe once or twice. But I was afraid. I mean, because when you're talking to the owner, I was afraid. So when I first talked to him, you know, I just shook his hand. I told him it was honored to be on the team. But the only time he really shook my hand is I remember we were playing the Denver Broncos. And I scored, you know, two touchdowns. I had one of my best games. And then he came into the locker room. And then he shook my hand and said, way to go, Chris. And I kind of adjusted that way.
I thought he would have thought you were somebody else. Apparently that was, a thing with him.
Can I share the story?
Yes, please share the story.
Okay. We were in Vanderbilt. And, Vanderbilt had those small locker rooms. So he would walk in. And just imagine, my name is Chris Sanders. And you switched the nameplate. You put Drew Bennett. So he would he would walk in, and he would look at the nameplate, and he would say, nice to meet you, Drew Bennett, but I'm actually Chris Sanders. So that's
I would have done
he
that.
He thought you were Reggie Roby.
No. One time he called me. No, I thought he was going to call me, Lance Schulters.
Oh, there you go.
No.
He walked up and, oh, my goodness. No, I was just curious because, you get drafted by a team. They don't talk to you. I find this all fascinating. Crazy.
But you know what's funny is he knew Eddie George. He knew Stephen Arrested, so he knew Bruce Matthews. That's all you need to know. I mean, you don't need to know.
Well, that's who he's paying the most money to. I'd know those guys, too.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't want to say it, but that's exactly what it was.
Chris, I want to ask you this. Sure. You know, I asked Joe, and we kind of got into a debate yesterday about, have the Titans put Will Levis in the best position to succeed? And he took it as just by the offense. I feel like the whole team, you know, that is going to factor into the quarterback success, because if you've improved the offense enough where you're putting up, you know, 24 points a game, that's great. But if you got a defense that you barely addressed that's given up 27, that's not going to help the quarterback. He's throwing the ball more. So how do you view – and I know it's incomplete. They still get the draft to go. Sure. There's probably going to be more signings. But how do you view how they have put Will in a position to succeed to this point?
I think they've done a pretty good job. And I think the one bright spot of that is when you're getting Calvin Ridley. I know, you know, Hop has done a great job. But when you get a guy the caliber of Calvin Ridley, he's a guy that makes it easy, because sometimes you can throw the ball up and just let these guys make a play. And then I think there's another position that I think is very, very important that we don't really talk about, is a center position. When you get Lloyd Cushenberry from the Broncos, that takes a lot of pressure off of Will Levis. Because if you look at last year with Brewer, no disrespect to Brewer, last year he gave us 6 sacks and I think 34 pressures, and he's 6 feet 274. But then now you get a bigger body with Cushenberry that gave up 1 sack last year and only 14 pressures. When you hear statistics like that, you're like, okay, this is a better comfort level knowing that I'm not going to hit. But now you got to address the left tackle position in the draft with Joe Alt or whoever you get at the left tackle position, but you address some issues. Now we talk about the situation with defense. If the defense can just, you know, hold the other offense from making a lot of plays, now it takes a lot of pressure off Will Levis, because he doesn't have to be Superman. He can just rely on his defense when he makes a mistake.
Hey, do you coach track at NBA at all?
Yes, I do. I love it. I coach the relays, man. I absolutely love it. That's my favorite sport.
One of my favorite people in the world, now that I figured this out, is Coach Jan Pippen. Tell her I said hi.
Oh, she's the best. The real deal. Look, let me tell you something. I've been around a lot of great coaches. When you talk about a young lady, I call her a young lady because she is – she knows her craft. She was a great hurdler in high school. I think she holds the 110 hurdles. But the one thing I love about her is she's relational with the team. She teaches them nutrition. She teaches them the right technique. And she includes all the coaches so we can better these kids. And she's one of the best coaches in the state of Tennessee.
She also went to high school with me, so that makes her even better.
So was you an athlete? Was you pretty? Did you don't tell me? Did you run track?
I was the anchor on the 4x400, and by anchor, I didn't go anywhere. I set my fat ass down and got beat every time. That's what I did. I'm like, I didn't run track. Good lord!
I would love to see you run a 440. Because if we both run,
I can barely drive 440. I can't. That's bad enough, man.
Hey, he was a hell of a long snapper. That's
right. That's all you got to know, pal.
That's it. That's all that matters.
Well, tell her
that's
I said hi today. I think she's the best.
I sure will, man. Appreciate you.
Chris, appreciate you as always. We'll talk next week. Yep, love
appreciate
you,
guys. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show. We will get back. There's so much to get into today.
Can I do my rant again for the 10 o'clock audience?
Yeah. Okay. We'll do your rant again next and talk about the tournament and look at some of the games today. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.